Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 22nd of May, 2022. The Bible reading today is Psalm 34, verses 15 to 20. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Today's article titled Close was written by Chris Whale. One heartbreaking image has stuck in my mind from the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral last year. Due to the pandemic restrictions, the Queen of the United Kingdom spent the service sitting on her own, a solitary figure, surrounded by rows and rows of empty pews, bidding farewell to her husband of 73 years. Her isolated mourning resonated with thousands of viewers who had faced similarly lonely farewells during the coronavirus pandemic. There's something hollow about having to grieve alone. Yet many commented that, despite the empty pew, her strong faith in God meant she wasn't alone at all. This was the life-changing truth David experienced when he felt alone and afraid. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, he wrote. God is in our grief, our pain and our questions. The word to describe God's presence in our painful times is not distant, but close. His eyes are fixed on us. His ears are attentive to our cries. And he delivers his people from all their troubles. Even those of us who haven't grieved during the pandemic may be emerging out of it feeling more fragile, lonelier, sadder, more anxious. While full recovery may not be immediate, a crucial part of God's deliverance is his intimacy when our hearts ache. May he be our refuge today, for the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for promising to be especially close to the brokenhearted. Please comfort me with your presence today. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.